Hello, everyone, and welcome to the second episode of Be Living. My name is Aaron Cellerini, and I am your host. And actually, today we have our first guest for the Be Living show, and he's going to be talking a little bit about his passion for dance. And his name is Sterling Lovett. Everyone say hi, Sterling.
Hi, Sterling.
Yeah. But first, I wanted to talk to you guys a little bit about
the Be Living community. If you haven't yet, you can go onto Facebook and like our page and become a part of the group so that you can join in on the conversation. And you can do anything you want there. You can kind of share your passion or your story a little bit. You can post a question that you want answered by other members of the community so that we can kind of get inspired by others and just take part in a huge conversation about living our best lives. And there's also the Instagram. If you're more into the Instagram scene, you can follow us on the Instagram at BeLivingNow. That is the username. You can find a couple of links to that on the Facebook page. We will also have a YouTube channel where I'll be posting videos of members of the BeLiving community, but also anyone that I just think would really inspire or get a conversation started. So you can also subscribe to that as well. You can also subscribe to this podcast, or maybe you're listening to it on Podomatic, but whatever's easier for you to find out. But in regards to this episode in particular, it is going to be a part one of a two-part series for this conversation that I had with Sterling. We're going to be listening to this first part, but the second part is going to be available next week on the same channel. So however you listen to this one, you can listen to it the same way next week to get part two, where we really dive into Sterling's passion for dance and performing in general.
But having said that, we're going to be coming right back. Sterling, do you want to take us to break?
Trust me, you're going to want to hear the rest of this.
We'll be right back. And we are back with the great, wonderful, and talented Sterling Lovett. So, Sterling, we're going to be talking today a little bit about how your passion of dancing has influenced your life and really gotten you to be who you are today and kind of that journey that led you to that point. So, can you give us a little bit of, the bite-sized version of your story, like how you got to this point so far?
Well, I actually kind of fell into this. I didn't start really performing, singing, dancing until I got to about the seventh grade. And I was in the show choir at my middle school, I guess you could say. And from then, I went to high school where I did 4 years of show choir and chorus and singing and musical theater with our theater program, and from there pretty much started the transition into really falling in love with it. And that's how I kind of came upon Disney, and that was my next big dream / goal, was to perform and work at Disney.
So when you first originally started performing, was it based around this concept, like, I just want to get into Disney? Like, I just want to perform there?
Pretty much.
Yeah?
Pretty much. I knew that Disney was a big place and a good outlet for it. So that's kind of how that came about. I would watch the Disney movies and sing the Disney songs and dance in my room. And yeah, kind of happened. I auditioned and luckily, I got it.
Awesome. And then, so once you got it, like, that's your dream. Like, you got it. You're done. Like, what happens?
Well, funny, I auditioned twice. The first time, I didn't get it. The second time, I did. The first time didn't go as well, but they invited me back. They told me to come back, and I went back, and then I got it. And I was hired right into parades at the Magic Kingdom. And yeah.
Take me back to that first audition when you didn't get it, like when you're at.
Well, because it was
that
a dream
point.
Because it was a dream of mine to work for Disney, I kind of set myself up, I guess that you could say. Mm-hmm. I was really excited, and I knew I wanted it, and one of the things that I do and I always do is I see myself doing it. I see myself in whatever it is that I want to do. And that can be a good or a bad thing. So the first time I auditioned, I went in. Audition was great and had fun. It was once we did the dance combination, they told everybody to you know, sit and wait in the waiting area or the holding area. And they called people one by one or... not one by one, but in groups, and they kind of separated everybody into which group had made it and which group didn't. I, unfortunately, was not paying attention and didn't hear my name, so I was one of the very last people at the audition out of 300 and something people. So I sat there all day because I didn't hear my name, and I didn't bother to ask anybody. So after everybody was done and had gone home and I was the only one there. I went up to the table and asked them. I said, I didn't hear my name, and I was just wondering if I missed something or if there was something that I didn't hear. And they said, what's your name? And I told them my name, and they said, okay, well, let's look and see where your file is. And they found my file, and they said, well, we want to keep you on file. We don't have anything for you right now, to which point my heart broke.
Right.
But we definitely want you to come back. Everyone loved what you did, and they loved your energy, and we definitely want to see you again.
But were you done? Were you over it? Were you like, that's it?
Well,
like,
for a day or two, I was over it. Because it was my dream, so I wasn't going to give up on it. Like, there was no way. So I did what I needed to do to make it happen.
And that was just auditioning again.
Well, it involved, first of all, doing more and being more active in dance and performing because, you know, I'd come right out of high school, so I didn't have a resume of, you know, things. I'd never taken a dance class or anything, so it just kind of, like I said, this kind of fell into this performing thing.
Born in Mariana, Florida? Right?
Mariana.
Mariana. It's an Italian way of saying it. It's a Mariana.
Mariana. A lot of people confuse it with Marietta, which is Georgia. Maybe there is a Mariana, Florida. Georgia. I don't know.
I won't pretend to know.
But my Mariana is Florida.
Okay. And then after you graduated high school, 2 years after that, you started Disney, started auditioning, finally got it, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Living life. So
living the dream.
Right. That's the dream. Like, you've gotten what you want. So where do you go from there?
Well, that's a complicated question. I'm kidding. Actually, I've been working in choreography as a second job. I have a company kind of trying to get it off the ground right now. It's Sterling Choreography.
Mm-hmm.
Sterling Choreography. So, yeah. And I've choreographed special events and... I do gigs here in Orlando, around town, and I work with a high school one day a week. I teach dance, and then I'm choreographing for them for their school musical, and yeah.
Okay, so yeah, you do a lot that involves dance, which is Elizabeth Gilbert, writer of Eat, Pray, Love. She actually talks a lot about living in the space of that, which you love and what mm-hmm. you love doing, and that can really increase your happiness. So do you think that a lot of your happiness comes from that, being in the space of it? If you, like, for instance, if you aren't actively involved in doing something that involves dancing, what do you find yourself doing and thinking in?
Definitely. I can't imagine, I don't know, dance has always been like that outlet for me. Because music to me is everything. I mean, everything is music to me. And I use that in my dancing, and it comes out in my dancing. I never thought that this dance thing would happen. I mean, I've always loved music and I've always loved moving, but to be called a dancer has always been a dream of mine. And I still I still giggle when people do call me a dancer. I haven't had, you know, years of training, and I didn't go to school for this. So it's literally come from learning and working at Disney and learning through other choreographers and other dancers.
So would you say that, because you say you don't call yourself a dancer, what do you think will give you that validation?
I don't know. I always make a joke, and I tell people that I am a fancer, which is a fancer is a fancy way of dancing. It's not really, you can't call it dancing. It's more fancy. I just consider it moving. I consider it listening to the music and feeling the rhythms and things. So like dancer to me has always been a term that was used for ballerinas and, you know, the people who went to Juilliard and studied dance for, you know, years of college or however long. So I'm reluctant to call myself a dancer because of the training and things that go into being called a dancer, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it makes you any less of a dancer. I mean, you're very clearly talented and awesome and amazing. But you talk about your relationship with music and how it really influences a lot of what you do when it comes to dancing. So how would you explain that relationship, and how does it influence all of your decisions in creating your art?
I think it all comes down to just having, first of all, a love for music. And music is one of my passions, which is why dance is one of my passions, or is my passion.
It's like a reaction to...
It is a reaction to the music, obviously. I don't know. I feel like when I'm dancing, nothing is wrong. There's no wrong movement. There's nothing wrong in my life. There's nothing wrong in the world. Like, I just feel like it's that space where everything else disappears, good or bad, and I'm seriously one with the music. Is that cheesy?
No, it's perfect. I mean, that's what being in the flow is. It's this, like, when you're completely...
It's the groove.
Yeah, it's the groove of just, like, life. So, you're living. So
I'm the living.
Yeah, you are being alive. Be living.
That's a good song. I like that song. It's on a Broadway show.
Hmm. Yeah.
Cutting that out.
So... What would you say has been, because you say you have no formal training, am I right in saying that?
Yes.
Or is it, so none at all? Never
none
a dance class?
I've taken a dance class here and there, but nothing that would, I guess, I don't know. A dance class here and there doesn't make a dancer. I mean, I don't think. I mean, you can take a couple of times. It takes something. To me, dance takes something that's already within you, whether it be a feeling of the music or a rhythm that you find in moving. It's something that's in you. It can be taught, but I don't know. I feel like the real things come out when you become one with the music and you listen to the music and you just feel it.
What would you say then is your greatest teacher in being able to do that?
Well,
like getting into that zone, getting into that groove, being at that level.
It's a feeling that comes from music and having the heart and the feeling of wanting to move. I can't really explain, because there are days that I don't want to dance. There are days that I wake up and, you know, I feel like singing, or, you know, I want to act, but there are, more often than not, dance is always in me somewhere. I dance every day, no matter where I am, what I'm doing. If I hear music, people joke because I'm always dancing. If a song comes on, I'm going to dance. I can't help it.
So just a dancer in your head that just keeps dancing the stuff
and the choreographer side of me. I mean, if I hear a song, I immediately in my head, I'm choreographing. And sometimes you can physically see me twitching and moving, and sometimes people think I'm crazy, but I'm actually dancing.
you know, you live in a performing community, right?
I do.
Since you've been performing at Disney, you have since been in shows, and you've been involved with the one show in particular that you're in now, Finding Nemo, the musical at Disney's Animal Kingdom. And you've been there for seven years. 7 years. And you'll be celebrating 15 years with the Walt Disney Company next year,
October.
So you very much, I guess you could say you've built your life upon a foundation of performing.
Yes.
So how does it affect the relationships in your life?
It gets a little crazy sometimes. It gets busy and...
How about your friends? Do they... because most of your friends are within that community, that same show.
Yes.
Which, you know, when you're in a show, you're like a family. Mm-hmm. If you've ever been in performing, you know that kind of dynamic. Yep. So when you're in a community of like-minded individuals that share the same passions that you do, do you feel more lifted, or do you feel challenged, or do you feel like kind of brought down sometimes?
Honestly, it's a little bit of everything. You feel challenged because you're working with people who have been on Broadway and who are these beautiful, technically trained dancers, and you know, from that you get the lifting and the learning, because I learn something pretty much every day that I have never even thought about or began to think about. But being in that community is so good, especially for a performer, for a musician, for an actor, because there's the energy in what goes on stage and what's backstage behind the scenes is crazy, but it's amazing. Because everybody has experienced something different. Everybody has a different passion. Everybody has a different way of going about their passion. So it's a learning.
And it's a source of inspiration.
Oh, of course, right? Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's being in a show with Broadway actors and people who have been on Broadway or been in movies even. We have a couple of people who have done movies. It's amazing because I've learned more in the past, probably the past 3 months, then, you know, I've learned over a lifetime. It's crazy the amount of talent and the amount of just, I guess, hope, like family, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
I mean
that's what you are.
It is a family. And yes, we are dysfunctional sometimes. We got our ups and we down and our downs, but we learn from each other and we lift each other up. And sometimes you have those days where you feel like, you know, I'm not as good, or I'm not good enough. Or
so, how do you combat that feeling of
because
you compare yourself.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
Know, when you're an artist,
I mean, this business is competitive, and that gets hard.
Right,
it gets hard, especially for someone like myself who hasn't had, you know, years of training and who's not as confident in the ability, whether it be there or not. it's hard because you're constantly comparing yourself and you're being compared by others. So you just have to know, which I have learned over my 15 years at Disney, that there is something there. And that's the reason I am where I am, is because I have done something right, pretty much.
Right.
That has gotten me to that point, or to this point.
Okay. And then what kind of brings, that's your refocus, is just saying,
yes,
that I'm here for a reason.
Yep.
Because even if I don't see it in myself, there's someone else who does.
Exactly. One of my favorite people / friends at our show is Patrick Ryan Sullivan, he was Gaston on Broadway, and he's done a lot of Broadway things. And he is one of my, I almost call him my mentor sometimes, I feel like, because he daily will tell me how talented I am and to believe in myself and know that I am better than I give myself credit for, which is true because, I mean, hello, I'm in a show with Patrick Ryan Sullivan from Broadway.
The one and only.
But he's constantly reminding me of how talented I am and how, you know, how much more, I guess, how much more I could do if I just believe that.
All right. Another opportunity that you've been able to, like, participate in is you've been starting teaching, right? Mm-hmm. Teaching dance too.
Yes.
Which is crazy to think that someone who has never had, like, formal training or teaching is now teaching.
Yes.
So, I mean, I think that speaks for itself. But you teach at a local high school?
Yes.
In Orlando? Right?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay. So what is being able to pass along your talent and your passion and to younger people given you? Like,
It's... First of all, can we go back to the teacher term,
yeah.
which is another term I use loosely because teacher to me means I am showing them and giving them things that will help make their performance better. Not necessarily make them better dancers, but make them better performers. A lot of what I'm teaching comes from my 15 years at Disney because I've been dancing at Disney for 15 years. When I say teach, I mean I'm teaching them ways of becoming better performers and being in the moment and going. I always say one of my biggest phrases is full out, no marking. You have to do it full out, no marking all the time. There's no way of knowing how it's going to feel when you're in it and how the audience will see it if you don't do it full out. A lot of times if in dance and in performances, you know, we have in the community called marking, meaning you're not doing it. You're not, the passion isn't there. It's kind of, you know, lackluster or lazy. So basically my teaching is showing them that if it's passion that you have for this career, then you have to have the passion when you are performing and you have to have the passion when you're doing it. Otherwise, it's probably not the right career for you.
And what has it taught you?
It's taught me that, first of all, I can do more than I let myself believe or more than I can, I don't know, imagine or more than I imagined I could do. I've learned that it's okay not to know everything and not to know every term and not to have an answer to every question, because I work at a high school, they have a lot of questions. It's okay to not know, you know, the answer for everything. And it's made me a better quote unquote teacher. It's made me a better listener. It's made me a better person, because the kids that I work with are amazing and they are super talented and they look up to me. So I have to be there. Like there's no not doing it. You have to be there. I have to do it full out. No marking.
Conversation with Sterling about dance and music and performing in general, and I think it was so great, and there's so much more to come in part two, but just to talk about what was mentioned in part one a little bit, I love the part where he says that dance for him is the space where everything disappears, good or bad, and he's just one with the music. I think there's so much that can be said about just that in particular, and not even in creative passions, but I think in just any passion in general, I think that is a very key element of passion, is being able to find that place where you just exist and you feel connected and there isn't really any right or wrong. You are just in the flow and you are just creating and living in that moment. I love that so much, and I think that it's so great that he's found that, and I think that if you can find that for yourself, then you've really found something that you can live, you know, your passion that you can execute. The next thing I want to bring up is the last little segment that we do here on Be Living called Little Moments, and it kind of goes directly into what Sterling was saying about being in the flow, you know, being so immersed in the creative process that you are authentically living that which you're meant to do, and it just kind of flows out of you, and to the point of which your nature just becomes responsive, almost. So coincidentally, I had been dwelling on this kind of idea in my car, in my Fiat named Figaro. If you guys know anything about me, that's my car. If you listened to the last podcast, I mentioned it, but I'm just obsessed with him. And so whenever I'm driving in him, that's, let me tell you, I am just cruising and I am living in a moment every time I'm in him. But in this car, on the dashboard, there's a little gauge button that tells you how many miles per hour you're getting in a particular moment. And I always keep it on that so that I can kind of tell when I'm getting the most mileage per gallon to be the most fuel efficient I can, you know, super green and all that. But what I've noticed is that it's not really about going slower to get more miles per gallon, because I could slow down, but still only be getting 10 miles per gallon sometimes. So I learned that you kind of have to reach a certain gear or a certain speed and stay within that flow and stay consistent. So your foot has to rest just enough to keep yourself going, but also not make you slow down. So there's a flow to it. And I've noticed that the longer I stay in that flow, the higher the mileage per gallon, and it actually continues to rise while I'm in that. So in relation to the creative process and just life in general, I feel like this is a lesson that teaches the more you're in flow, the farther you'll go. Not to get all Dr. Seuss on you or anything, but I feel that that's a really powerful thing that my car taught me, just because I get more miles per gallon when I am driving, not to get too metaphorical here, but when I'm driving at a certain rate and when I can keep that flowing throughout the drive, I can go a farther distance. But that was my little moment for this week. You can share your little moments on the Facebook page if you have any dwellings on just like a little thing that it's meant to be just, you know, something, you take something ordinary and you find the extraordinary in it. So you can feel free to share yours on the Facebook page or anything else. But like I said, that was part one of my interview with Sterling. Tune in next week for part two, where we talk about God, spirituality, vulnerability, and what passion and happiness means to him in particular. Meanwhile, if you didn't know, you can see Sterling Lovett at the Titusville Playhouse in Florida as Sebastian in The Little Mermaid. And it's so great. I can't wait to see it. I'm seeing it very soon here, but I've seen some clips and stuff, and he's just fantastic, and you can take my word for it. But part two will be released next week, but until then, be real, be strong, be living. Talk to you guys next week. Bye.